Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. Give us a call. Also, you can access our podcast, especially this show, on KXOradio.com. And click on the live podcast.
Especially this show.
Yeah.
No, they're all up there. But you get top billing. Every time a new show comes out.
This is when...
It goes right to the top of the list.
Exactly.
And the list is really long now, but there are some great shows on that list. We should get host features and put a little star, you know, if we really thought it was like a great show, next to it on the podcast, so you could just scroll down that list of 100 names and figure out which ones Scott and Maria thought were like special picks. Mario could even have his special picks too.
But today we have.
Okay. Hey, we got a good show for you today. Stay tuned. Alzheimer's Association is in the house. And his name is Frank Espinosa, and he is the regional manager of the Imperial Valley Alzheimer's Association. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Imperial Valley. It is great to be here today. I'm really excited about the opportunity, and I just came here to share the information, you know, that we provide. We're a nonprofit here in the Imperial Valley, and we have different services offered to the community, I guess ask me some questions, and I'm more than happy to answer them.
We got a lot of older baby boomers and baby boomer parents in this community, right?
Correct.
And those are the guys we got to watch out for, right? This is Alzheimer's is typically a geriatric condition, an older age condition.
That is correct. One of the common risk factors is age and family history. So a great deal of individuals that are suffering with the disease are over 65,
mm-hmm.
and so we definitely try to connect with these individuals by going out there and providing support groups. We provide, we participate in community health fairs, and we just really try to provide as much information to have people. Give the people opportunity to know more about the association, about the disease, most of all. And
well, let's start there. Give us the background information on Alzheimer's.
Okay.
You know, we hear a lot about Alzheimer's, but, you know, the first thing that goes with Alzheimer's is just, well, they just can't remember. They don't remember.
Well, a lot of people definitely do have a misconception on the disease, but, Alzheimer's disease is a progressive, gradually degenerative disease of the brain that results in brain cell death. So, you know, in more harsh terms...
That was pretty harsh.
Yeah.
It started pretty harsh.
I know, and a lot of people do get somewhat, intimidated by the definition, but it is a very, very devastating disease, and, the profound memory loss, the changes in behavior, the ability to reason, and overall decline in cognitive functioning really alarms people in the community. I think it's really important to identify how severe these changes in the brain are, because people then assume that because they're forgetting the keys, one day, but they remember the next. They're like, oh my God, I have Alzheimer's disease or something's wrong with me.
Surely an early symptom.
No.
I'm already doing that.
No, I started doing that as soon as I had my daughter. My memory just went...
No, but that's why, I think it's really important for us to go out there and provide information and allow people to access the information through health fairs, through community events, because they do have that idea that just because they see certain changes in their daily living or their daily lifestyle that can probably correlate to certain symptoms of
mm-hmm.
dementia or Alzheimer's, they begin to fear that they may have something. And so I think it's really important for us to, give them the correct information and let them know that these changes in the mind or in the brain on forgetting things is normal. It's part of aging. But when it begins to impair your daily living, I mean your daily life, then that's probably the time that, you know, they need to go out to see a specialist.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Rodby Lingway. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.